This is Andrew Phipps, and I'm so glad to be with you today. I hope that wherever you might be viewing, that you can take a few moments and stay with us as we try to present what we believe to be important information here on the Faith, Family, and Freedom program. One of the great blessings that the Lord has allowed me is to be able to be in several churches in various states, many states. And one of the great churches that we enjoy going to every summer, somewhere around the third week in June, is up in Elyria, Ohio, the Midway Baptist Church. The pastor is Rick Kesey, and his father, Charles, or we call him Chuck, was the previous pastor. Some of the dearest friends that we have, and my, they just treat everybody so wonderfully. And if you like old-fashioned type preaching and singing and shouting, you ought to go there sometime. If nothing else, get their YouTube or whatever, but it's the Midway Baptist Church in Elyria, Ohio, way up in the northern part of Ohio, not too far from Cleveland. And I've been invited up there several years, and like I said, some of our great friends are up there, and they preach, and they've given me the opportunity to be in their meetings, like I said, for several years. We appreciate their kindness. Some of the, like I said, some of the most wonderful people that you'll meet anywhere. And I'd like to take just a few moments and show you a little clip, and we'll finish it up maybe in another program, of being at the Midway Baptist Church, Elyria, Ohio.
Listen, here it was. I was near to despair when he came. And he showed me that I could be free. Then he lifted my feet, gave me gladness complete. When he reached down his hand,
down in there.
you have your Bibles. Thank you, Brother Caleb. Thank you, Brother Paul. Thank you for your kindness. It's so good to be here today with my friends, all of you. And I appreciate it. So many of you I have gotten to meet over these 81 years. I'm to the point in my life where I remember a lot of things that happened and some that didn't. I believe it was Pat Buchanan in his book, The Death of the West, said in half a lifetime, many Americans have seen their God dethroned, their values assaulted, their country invaded, and themselves demonized as bigots and extremists for holding on to beliefs that Americans have held for generations. You have your Bibles, turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 6, I want to read there. I want to brag on the Lord today, and our message will be then, how then shall we preach? How then shall we preach? Romans chapter 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. Our Lord, help us to be at our best for you. In Jesus' name we pray and amen. I've been thinking, and I think you get a little bit more reflective as you get a little bit older. You know, the late Adrian Rogers made a great statement. He said the time would come when there would be anarchy in the government, apostasy in the pulpits, and apathy in the pews. I think that we have witnessed that today more so than at ever time. I saw some statistics where that just in the last 10 years, we have twice the amount of homes where there's no dad. I want to talk today and preach a little bit, if I can, on how then shall we preach. I believe, first of all, we need to preach with purpose. There ought to be a purpose to our preaching. We ought to be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Notice there is no "and," the conjunction about being in season, out of season. For the lost people, the gospel is never in season. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps, and I believe that we need all of the materials that we can gather to help us as we combat the attack upon our faith, our family, and our freedoms. We need to be educated, and I have a handbook that has been given to state legislatures. It's been given to members of Congress. It's a colorfully created handbook that has graphs, charts, quotes, and different things in it. You'll be impressed with it. And also, we have DVDs. We have CDs that are God and Country, Return to Greatness, and Faith, Family, and Freedom, some other wonderful materials. See the contact information on the screen. Be sure that you order some, because these will be of a tremendous help. They are supplemental materials to help you in your Christian walk. And may God bless. always enjoy presenting a good song in the format of our Faith, Family, and Freedom program. And you can always contact us. We have the information from time to time on the screen. And if you would be so kind as to tell others about our program, for that we'd be grateful. We try to present various things that hopefully that in the overall canopy of the situation that maybe will be helpful to you. One of the friends that I met along the way was Mr. Ed O'Neill from down in Kinston, North Carolina. And Ed loves gospel singing about as well as anybody that I ever knew. And he's a good man, a good man. And he's featured today on a song that says, "What Remains of Me."
One day all they'll have is a faded photograph to remind them of the man I used to be. There'll be things that they recall, but I pray above it all, the love of Jesus is what remains of me. It won't matter what I've earned or who I've known. It will all be forgotten when I'm gone. But if I can only leave just one memory, by faith, may it lead them to the cross of Calvary. I just want to leave behind a legacy so they can find the love of Jesus in what remains of me.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen.
Another important issue for CIM was the devastating effects of the opium trade.
The habit of opium smoking degraded and injured the Chinese, and to know that Britain was responsible for such an evil brought us grief and humiliation. We campaigned to bring an end to the trade. Over the years, opium addict centres became a vital part of our mission to help people be free of the habit. We published many articles exposing the trade and its effects.
Benjamin Broomhall, who served as the General Secretary of the China Inland Mission for many years, campaigned against the opium trade for decades and lobbied the British Parliament to bring the trade to an end. He was a great missions advocate and activist who was married to Hudson's sister Amelia.
Probably for Chinese, the most renowned saying of Hudson Taylor was actually found within a letter that he sent to his sister Amelia. He said, if I had 1,000 pounds, China could have them all. If I had 1,000 lives, I would give them all to China. No, not China, but Christ. Can we do too much for such a savior? And that saying, probably for Chinese Christians at least, is the most well-known saying of Hudson Taylor. 若是我有千磅英金,中国可以全数支取。若是我有千条性命,绝不留下一条不给中国,不是中国,乃是基督。
In 1879, on a voyage back to China, Hudson fell ill. On arriving in Shanghai, he was advised to return to England. Instead, he decided to go to the northern port city of Chefoo, which had a more refreshing climate. He made a good recovery and established a hospital there for the sick missionaries and schools for missionary children. They became vital to the welfare of all missionaries and their children in China. Jenny Taylor returned to England in 1881, while Hudson travelled thousands of miles throughout China, visiting the increasing number of mission stations. With the work growing so much, there was only one thing to do. He returned to England in 1883 and made passionate appeals for 70 new missionaries to join the work. The mission cried out in one voice for the great need, and each missionary signed the appeal.
If God saw it needful to try our faith, he could do so, whether we were 70 more or 70 less. And if he were pleased to bless us abundantly, the additional 70 would not be difficult for him.
The face of the missionary, it's increasingly from the majority world, the mission force. So we've got a reality today where mission is from everywhere to everywhere. And the reality is that the church in the majority world, in Latin America, in Africa, in parts of Asia, that's where the church is growing, and that's where many of the newer mission movements are coming from. We are still seeing people join OMF here in the UK. There are lots of Westerners from North America, from Europe, joining OMF and other mission agencies. But the substantial growth, and as we look at the future, we can see that indigenous mission movements coming from other parts of the world and doing it differently.
By 1884, 73 new missionaries had joined CIM. Among them were seven graduates of Cambridge University. The press told their story across the world and dubbed them the Cambridge Seven. They were famous athletes, military officers, and aristocrats. Before leaving for China, they shared their testimonies at universities across the land, and revival broke out amongst the students. It was noted, the gift of such a band of men to the China Inland Mission truly was a gift from God. CIM entered its 20th year in 1885. By now, there were 177 missionaries and over 100 Chinese evangelists, pastors, and scripture bearers working in the many new hospitals, mission stations, schools, and chapels the mission had established throughout China. With such an expansion of the work, Hudson set up mission districts, each with its own superintendent. A year later, he formed the China Council, comprising of those superintendents. At their first meeting, they all agreed to send out an appeal for 100 more missionaries. Hudson saw a great need to reach the millions in the Kwangsin River region in the Kiangxi province, but he hadn't enough men to spare. So he appointed single lady missionaries to work in all the stations along the river.
The issue of women's work greatly delighted and somewhat astonished me. I seriously questioned whether those provinces and cities in China, which were utterly closed to male evangelists, would prove to be open to our sisters.
The only way a woman could go to the mission field almost was to marry a man who was called to the mission field. But Hudson Taylor, within China's society, saw that it was very important for women to be mobilized because China was a very conservative society and men couldn't get into Chinese homes. Only women could get in. So he mobilized women, single women, and he was lambasted. You know, he had all kinds of stories told about him and he criticized, but he saw that as very critical.
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps, and I believe that we need all of the materials that we can gather to help us as we combat the attack upon our faith, our family, and our freedoms. We need to be educated, and I have a handbook that has been given to state legislatures. It's been given to members of Congress. It's a colorfully created handbook that has graphs, charts, quotes, and different things in it. You'll be impressed with it. And also, we have DVDs. We have CDs that are God and Country, Return to Greatness, and Faith, Family, and Freedom, some other wonderful materials. See the contact information on the screen. Be sure that you order some because these will be of a tremendous help. They are supplemental materials to help you in your Christian walk. And may God bless. And again, friends, I want to thank you for being with us today. If you and your church would enjoy having us come to be a part of your service, just get in touch with us. Like I've said many times, my membership is at Liberty Baptist Church. It's an independent Baptist church. I tell people that I'm an independent Baptist, but I'm not mad about it. We try to want to be kind to everybody. You know, we're not ashamed of our church or denomination that we happen to identify by, but by the same token, we're not out to be abrasive and ugly. We want to present the good news of the gospel. We want to declare the fundamentals to the best of our ability. You know, truth becomes hate to those who hate the truth, but we have an obligation. We have a mandate. It's imperative that we do our best to declare the holiness and the righteousness of Jesus Christ as the Savior of all that will come to Him. And if we can do that, that will be a good thing. We support missionaries at our church, and that's why we've been showing you the Hudson Taylor series. We hope that might have helped. But regardless, we'll look forward to being with you when we have the next opportunity. But until that very special time, I just want to say, have a good day. God bless you, and continue to be a part of our faith, family, and freedom programming, and we'll thank you in advance. God bless.